Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is halftime of the show. Yeah, 2 hours down, two more to go. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I mean, we just had a guy, he called up and said, hey, JR, you showed love to the police and the firefighters and the Uber drivers and the Amazon people and the people in the post office. He said, you did not show love to people like me in Kentucky on my tractor. Thank you to all of our farm workers. Thank you to everybody helping to feed me because God knows I like to eat. I like food. Whatever you're doing, much love to you. Okay. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in and listen for free on the Odyssey app. You can listen on your local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, you got to pay for that, but that's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, it's simple, right? You got a smart speaker, you just say, hey, play the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, we pop right on up. Simple. We talked about a lot so far in the show. Scottie Scheffler. Charges dropped by the police in Kentucky. They're like, no, we're not going to press charges, even though, it looks like he disobeyed an officer. Scottie Scheffler's like, I didn't know it was a police officer. The police officer who he allegedly hit didn't even have his body cam on. Two wrongs don't make a right. No charges for Scottie Scheffler. We talked about Bronny James. Bronny James has taken the approach of, now I'm only going to work out for about two teams. Maybe the Lakers and the Suns. That's what happens when you're LeBron's kid. You do whatever the hell it is that you want. Caitlin Clark, she's a rookie. Had her best game last night. 30 points and a loss. Another loss against Los Angeles. Caitlin Clark is now 1-7 in her career. She's probably never been on a losing team like this in her life. Speaking of losers, the Dallas Mavericks, they were losers last night. Could not eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves. Luka Doncic had a triple-double, but Luka Doncic shot 7 of 21 from the field, and Kyrie Irving only had 16 points. And then we just heard from Justin Fields, who pretty much said, yeah, I'm a Steeler, but I ain't here to return no kicks. I'm here to throw the football. A lot going on. Oh, yeah, by the way, next hour, we mentioned this last night. Major League Baseball now has a full integration of the Negro League's players and their stats. And so the things have changed a little bit. We're going to talk to someone who has a relative who played in the Negro Leagues. He was a Major League Baseball player himself. He's now a broadcaster for the Dodgers. His name is Jerry Hairston Jr., and he's going to join us next hour to talk about what this means. A lot of fun. Oh, yeah, and by the way, it's Wednesday, which means I'm going to share with you a new top six list. And there's no basketball tonight. There's none. Hickey, what, like 6 weeks? First time in the playoffs, there's no basketball?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. First little break here.
Right, first little break. Thank you to Dallas for losing and Minnesota for winning. We get a game tomorrow night, but there's no ball tonight. And we've seen some amazing shots so far this playoffs. I would say Luka Doncic's shot against Gobert on Friday has probably been the biggest shot so far here in the postseason. Would you agree with that, Hickey?
Yes, I would, because of circumstance, right? Conference finals, end of the game, really took a commanding 2-0 lead. I'm with you.
Yeah. And so Luka Doncic, we were looking for another one of those last night. It didn't happen. Almost hit one of these wild threes. It didn't happen. They didn't win. But it made me think the NBA is just littered with amazing performances, amazing plays. We almost won 80 years of the NBA. Almost. We're pulling up on 80 years. Have I seen all 80 years and amazing shots? Hell no. No, I haven't. And if you have, then good for you. And if you have, you're probably lying, because a lot of these games weren't even televised. But the fact is, the NBA has done such an excellent job pretty much televising and broadcasting their games for the past almost, you could say, 40 years. 40, 45 years when you want to start looking at Bird and Magic. And we've had so many amazing moments that the country has seen. And that a lot of people have fallen in love with the game because of that. And there's nothing better than watching somebody show up in a big game, in a big moment, a moment that can just change the trajectory of their careers. I mean, last night we talked about Karl Anthony Towns, and, well, he stunk heading into this series. And last night, all of a sudden, he's hitting like 4 3-pointers. He couldn't buy one the entire series. He stepped up in an elimination game. He has said he's the greatest big man shooter of all time. Well, shoot your way into a damn NBA Finals and then come talk to us. You don't just talk the talk. Those are empty words, especially in the regular season. You got to actually perform. You got to walk the walk. Well, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight is no different. We're going to talk about some of the biggest and best clutch performers that we've ever had in the NBA. A matter of fact, let's forget this. I want to try to be as clear as possible. I'm going to give you a top six list of clutch players, some of the best clutch players, the NBA has ever seen. Who the hell do you want to go into a big game with? You got a big game. It's on the line. Who do you want? What star do you want leading the way? What guy do you want to finish the job? Who gets the job done? It's a top six list of the best clutch players that the NBA has seen. And let's be real, it's hard to put six on a list. There's a whole lot of folks that I did not have on here. Let's not waste any more time. Let's hit my favorite music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. NBA playoffs are going down, right? We've had some big moments. Thank you, Luka Doncic. And I think we're going to have some more when we finally get to the NBA Finals. Hurry up. Let's get there. We got about a week to go. But anyway, I wanted to give you a top six list of some of the best clutch players that the NBA has ever seen. These are all individuals that when the going gets tough, it's time to close out a game, it's time to make it a wrap. I want these guys leading me to the promised land. It's a countdown. It's a top six. So what's the first number that we're starting with?
Number six.
Oh, this is an easy one for me. People know this guy for wearing funky suits and funky outfits. People know him for wheeling and dealing. Man, last week he made my top six list as being one of the best announcers. This man is Walt Clyde Frazier. Why? Because Walt Clyde Frazier had no fear. The New York Knicks were out in the playoffs taking on the Los Angeles Lakers in 1970. It was a game seven. Willis Reed already got a torn ligament. Forget a ligament. He had a torn muscle in his thigh. Missed game six. People thought that he was done. People thought that the New York Knicks were done. We all know about Willis Reed, God rest his soul, walking out of the tunnel. The man scored the first 4 points for the New York Knicks. Madison Square Garden went crazy, but the man who finished the job, the man who got busy, was Walt Clyde Frazier. And one of the biggest finals performances that you will ever see in your life, Walt Clyde Frazier said, "I got this. Easy."
113.99 became the most famous score in Knick history. But one thing that was lost was the game Walt Frazier had.
West across the net, loses to Frazier, drives ahead of the field, down the line, layup is good.
He recognized the captain was out, and Clyde actually took over and decided this was my moment, and it certainly was.
Walt Frazier, very simply, had the best game of a Hall of Fame career in the most important game he ever played and the most important game in New York Knick history.
36 points, 19 assists, 7 rebounds. Willis Reed was out, and Walt Clyde Frazier helped the New York Knicks win their first championship in the team's history. They only got two. The other one came in 73. I hate to remind Knick fans, it is 2024. Walt Clyde Frazier was a member of both teams, but in 1970, Walt Clyde Frazier had one of the best performances that you will ever see in finals history. I need to go to war with somebody in a game seven? I'm taking a man that was wheeling and dealing and also knows how to wear a good suit or an ugly one, depending on your taste. I got him at number six on my list of top six clutch players that the NBA has ever seen. What's the next number?
Number five.
Well, this one is easy. This man's name is Larry Legend. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Larry Bird, a three-time champ in the 80s, 81, 84, 86, a two-time finals MVP, 84 and 86. This man was taking on the Los Angeles Lakers, and Larry Bird was giving you games of like 29 and 21 rebounds. 34 points and 17 rebounds. Larry Bird didn't meet a shot that he was afraid to take. I mean, when Larry Bird did miss a clutch shot, people were shocked because all he did was go out there and knock him down. Listen to Larry Bird talk about the mentality of being a clutch player. This is what he told NBA TV. He basically said, a lot of these other dudes, they ain't built for it. They're not me. They're scared.
A lot of players in this league that can score the first three quarters of the game, but you get down in the fourth quarter when you need a basket, you can separate the men from the boys. It's been like that, and it's always going to be like that. You're always going to have the guys that come up with the attitude that they can make the last shot or make the big play. I don't know what makes a player do that, just their competitive nature and their will to win. And if it comes down to one shot, I want to be the guy to take it.
Curry, Larry, fake, fall away. Hits it!
Larry Bird was talking crap to everybody. And he was backing it up. Maybe Carl Anthony Towns could learn a thing or two. Go out there and win something before you talk that trash. Oh, yeah, this Larry Bird guy, NBA MVP between 84 and 86. Yeah, just picking him up, just owning the league. Not too bad. I got Larry Bird here at number five. You want to talk about one of the most clutch players ever? He's at number five. What's the next number?
Number four.
I had to think about this one. This man has changed the game. And he's done it over the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. It's crazy to think. It's Steph Curry. I got Steph Curry here on the list at number four. You want to talk about clutch performances. Yeah, people want to take a look at what he did and what he didn't do and what Kevin Durant helped him do. And he wasn't the best player here. Man, it was nice a couple of seasons ago where Steph Curry just said, listen, folks, I got this. Did you forget? Did you forget who I am? Because against the Celtics, Steph Curry became Finals MVP. He averaged 31.6 rebounds and 5 assists in the series. To close out the Boston Celtics in Game 6, He dropped 34 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, and the Warriors won another championship. 103-90 was the final score. People looked at Steph Curry and the Warriors and like, oh, the dynasty is done. Curry is old. He's hurt. Klay Thompson is busted up, old and hurt. Draymond Green is washed as well. They bounced back and they won because Steph Curry dragged them on his back. He wasn't afraid to tell everybody that he heard everything. Take a listen to Steph Curry as this man won NBA Finals MVP, courtesy of ABC.
He's a four-time NBA champion, a two-time league MVP, a member of our 75th anniversary team, and for the first time ever, he's an NBA Finals MVP. The 2022 Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP award goes to Stephen Curry.
What does it mean to you to finally get this Finals MVP?
I'm in the way. It means we won. It means we took advantage of the opportunity to get back here. And I mean, I hear all the conversations. I hear all the chatter. We hear all the chatter.
Get behind this.
At the end of the day, it's about what we do on the floor. I ain't got to talk about it. Just got to go do it. And that's what this is about.
Look, Steph Curry is already one of the greatest NBA players ever. You could argue, a great argument. And this is a fact. He has changed the game in a way that a lot of players never could or would because of his shooting presence and acumen. He had people thinking they could shoot the lights out, and a lot of dudes, they can't. He's expanded the league. He's expanded range. Steph Curry has expanded the game. And if I got to think about some of the most clutch players that the NBA has ever seen, yeah, I would go for Steph Curry. Just because of that shooting, man, in his prime, he was a bad man. He's still a bad man, and he's old. I got him at number four on my list. Top six clutch NBA players. I got Curry at four. What about the next number?
Number three.
Mm-hmm. Steph Curry knows about this guy. They've met in the finals quite a few times. As a matter of fact, this guy knows a lot about the finals because he was there 8 consecutive years. You want to talk about clutch? A lot of people wouldn't necessarily go for the name LeBron James, but I am. People want to give him crap. Oh, well, look at his finals record. Man, this man was taking teams to the finals that had bums on it. I know his future coach, J.J. Redick, wants to talk about firefighters and plumbers. LeBron James was playing with dudes who belonged in the G League, and he was taking them to the finals just to get wiped out by the Spurs. But you know what? I could stand here forever and tell you about LeBron James's accolades. Just, oh, he's not Michael Jordan. Oh, he's not Kobe. He makes the right play, but he's not an assassin. He's not a killer. I could go on and on. But if you need one example of who LeBron James is, go back to 2012. Look at LeBron James in an elimination game, back up against the wall with the Miami Heat. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. The Heat lose, they're cooked. LeBron James is getting fricasseed, he's getting cooked. But LeBron James had one of the craziest games you'll ever see in your life. 45 points. 19 of 26 shooting. He ain't miss a damn thing. 15 rebounds. The Heat beat the Celtics 98-79. People are looking at this man and saying, where the hell did you get this from? Listen to LeBron James talk about playing under pressure.
LeBron, no player has to play under the kind of scrutiny and pressure that you do. How do you stand and deliver the kind of performance you did tonight?
I just wanted to try to lead my team the best way I could. Whatever I needed to do out on the floor, I tried to be there for them tonight. And, you know, I'm glad we was able to get this win and now, you know, force a game 7.
What is it like knowing that regardless of what happens with the team, the failure rests on your shoulders?
Well, you know, I just go out and just do what I've been taught. And that's to play at a high level and have fun with it. And at the end of the day, I won't regret anything. If I know I played hard and I gave it my all, I won't regret anything, no matter the outcome. And, you know, that's where I've been this whole season.
If you needed a reason, and maybe reason 100 as to why Paul Pierce hates LeBron James, go back and watch that game. But listen to some of his teammates and the opposition talk about the game. Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, his coach Eric Spoelstra. Doc Rivers, listen to them talk about the greatness of LeBron.
One of the best I've seen, one of the best this league has ever seen. And, you know, he's helped us a lot so we can live to play another day.
He played amazing. You know, he was locked in from the beginning of the game like I've never seen him before. I mean, the shots he was making was, you know, unbelievable. You know, he really put on the MVP performance tonight.
He came out with an attack mentality right from the get-go, and that just pumped the entire team up with a tremendous amount of confidence.
He hit a lot of shots that he hasn't been really making all series. I mean, a lot of fadeaways from the elbow. You know, we live with that. You know, sometimes superstars get hot.
It was a matter of too much LeBron. He was absolutely sensational. Made every shot. Set the tone for their whole team. I hope now you guys can stop talking about LeBron and that he doesn't play in big games. He's pretty good tonight.
Oh, yeah. Basically, they ended up winning that series coming from behind, and they beat the Thunder for the championship. Yeah, give LeBron James a break. I got him at number three on my list of clutch NBA players of all time. Don't even get me started on come from behind blocks against Iguodala. Let's just move on. What's the next number?
Number two.
You want to talk about clutch? Let's talk about a rookie in 1980. Let's talk about a guy taking on, well, kind of crazy. This man is a rookie taking on the Sixers. There's no Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's out with a busted up ankle. And some guy named Magic Johnson says, I will play center. This is game six of the NBA Finals. And what does a young Magic Johnson do? 42 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. He's like, yeah, Kareem is gone, but I got this. This guy was a rookie. Listen to this. Courtesy of CBS as Magic wins the 1980 Finals NBA MVP.
So Magic, what do you have that makes you perform like this in these championship games?
Well, I don't know. Just I love to win, and I guess that's the thing. I go in thinking we can win any game that I play, despite, you know, Kareem wasn't in, and we want to say, hey, we did it for you, big fella, because you got us here, and we don't want to take nothing away from him.
You know? A lot of people really weren't sure whether or not you were going to be making in this league and making it big. You certainly made a believer out of me, for sure. I haven't seen you play that much. You were absolutely fantastic. I've got some good news for you. I don't know if you know it, but the National Magazine has named you the MVP for this series.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I just tried to do my best and help the team win, and it's just great. You know, the NBA, the whole season was great, and it's been beautiful.
That was young, soft-spoken Magic Johnson. Listen to Magic Johnson on All the Smoke. Tell everybody how, listen, I'm putting all y'all on my back, and we winning without Kareem.
Kareem gets hurt in game five, and so I get to the airport, everybody head is down because Kareem can't play. I said, so what? Kareem can't play. We're still going to win.
Right.
And they looked at me like, rookie, go sit down. We can't beat Philadelphia without Kareem. I said, man, we're going to win this game. And they was like, we can't do it, Irvin. I said, so I got to do something, Matt. I said, I got to do something to get these guys going. So Kareem would always sit in 1A. That was his seat. So I asked the flight attendant, could I go on a plane first? So I went and sat in Kareem's seat. And as every Laker came by, I said, never fear, Magic is here.
Yeah, a little bit different what age will bring you. Braggadocious, right? You ain't no young rookie anymore. Magic Johnson said, I'm not going to play point guard. I'll start at center. I got Magic Johnson number two on my list. You want to talk about some of the most clutch NBA players ever? Yeah, I got Magic at number two. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, yeah, think about it. Who do I have at number one? I'll tell you on the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a top six list. I'm telling you about some of the most clutch NBA players that I've ever seen in my life. If you got a big game, if you want a killer in that game, who are you calling? Not the Ghostbusters. You're calling Walt Clyde Frazier. I had him at number six on my list. You're calling Larry Bird. I had him at number five on my list. At number four, I gave you Steph Curry. At number three, I gave you LeBron James. And number two, Magic Johnson. Oh, yeah, rookie? Imagine Wembanyama winning a championship in his rookie year because, well, he plays with bums. So imagine him just playing and winning a championship by himself. Not the same as Magic, but a rookie. Got Magic Johnson, number two on my list. You're talking about clutch players. And I could think about clutch performers, guys who hit quote-unquote big shots, had big games. I'm talking about guys that I would trust right out of the gate. And so if I have Magic Johnson at number two on my list, and I'm talking about closing out a game, and I'm talking about some of the most clutch players ever. Is there any debate about this number and this man right here?
Number one.
You know, let's just listen to this, courtesy of NBC.
17 seconds from game seven or from championship number six. Jordan. Chicago with the lead. Timeout, Utah. 5.2 seconds left. Michael Jordan running on fumes with 45 points.
Michael Jordan now as he gets Brian Russell with a quick crossover. Look at Brian Russell slips and Michael pulls up and buries the shot to give him a 1-point lead.
That may have been. Who knows what will unfold in the next several months, but that may have been the last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
I wish it was, but it wasn't. Michael Jordan couldn't have enough. Michael Jordan had to come back and play for the Wizards from 01 to 03, but I wish that was his final shot. One of the most iconic shots you've probably ever seen in NBA history, Michael Jordan over Byron Russell. The Chicago Bulls knocking off the Utah Jazz. Jordan stole the ball, came down, crossed him over, kind of slapped him out the way, and the Bulls won their third straight title. In 98, Michael Jordan kind of goes off into the sunset with the Bulls. That was it at that point. Man, they made entire documentaries about it. Michael Jordan is number one on the list. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? The answer should be no. I mean, I can go back and talk about all of the shots that he made, and we could talk about the Cavs about 6 years, 7 years, 8 years earlier than that. It's Michael Jordan, a killer. They made a whole documentary. Go ahead and watch it. One thing that I also remember, you want to know about the mentality of Michael Jordan? All you got to do is listen to this Jordan commercial.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life.
And that is why I succeed.
Damn, inspirational, right? That was from a Jordan brand commercial. This thing gets plastered all over the internet every day as an inspirational quote. Like, you don't win a damn thing if you don't shoot your shot. Think about that when it comes down to your job. Think about that when it comes down to your future spouse. Think about that when it comes down to that business opportunity. You don't win anything. You don't play. You don't win anything if you don't shoot your shot. Yeah, you want to talk about clutch? I need to win a game? I'm taking Michael Jordan. You'd be stupid not to. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Come on now. It's impossible to fit every clutch player on this list. You want to know some of the names that I had and took off and replaced? And I got my reasons. You can call me and ask me. Oh, yeah. I thought about Kobe. Didn't have him on the list. Took him off. Oh, yeah. I thought about Reggie Miller. Had him on the list. Didn't have him. Thought about Ray Allen. Took him off. I can go on and on. We have seen so many clutch performances. I had Damian Lillard on the list. Took him off. The NBA is full of great players. I mean, damn it. Every 25 years, they add another 25. The next thing you know, we'll have the NBA's greatest 100. Nikola Jokic will be on that list. Jokic will be on that list. Come on. There's more than six great clutch players. I just had to give you the six that I'd roll with. The phone lines are open again, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, I had Big Shot Bob on this list. And I said, yeah, he's made some big shots, but I can't have this guy. He ain't create shots by himself. I said, I want killers. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're talking about some of the best clutch players we've ever had here in the league. And shout out to Carl Anthony Towns. At least he was clutch last night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Your calls on the other side.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy!
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a new top six list. Talked about some of the biggest clutch performers that we've seen in the NBA. You got a big game. Who do you want? You got a big series. Who do you want? Need a big performance. Who do you want? And number six, I gave you Walt Clyde Frazier. And number five, I gave you Larry Bird. And number four, I gave you Steph Curry. And number three, I gave you LeBron James. And number two, I gave you Magic Johnson. And number one, I gave you Michael Jordan. A lot of players that I considered impossible to fit everybody on a top six list. I gave you some of the names, everyone from Kobe to Lillard. You have the Millers of the world. I could go on and on and on. I want to prioritize championships, winning, getting a job done in some of the biggest moments possible. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. When I talk about clutch, I ain't talking about no shooter. I'm talking about performance. Just get the job done. What comes to your mind? Who do you want in that big game, winning the game for you? Alan is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hi, JR. You don't have to be told. You already know. Kobe Bryant, five-time NBA champion, 18-time All-Star. But here's what makes him clutch. 36-game winners with less than a minute to go in the game. And seven buzzer beaters in the 2010 season. When the game is on the line, there's nobody I want more, except perhaps maybe Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. There's nobody I want to have the ball in my hands with the game on the line and, let's say, 30 seconds, 20 seconds to go in the game, because some of those shots he made just seemed absolutely impossible, and he still made them.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
January 26th. 2020, that day lives on in infamy, and I still have a broken heart when I heard the news.
Yeah, unfortunately, so, Alan, you are correct. I had to eulogize Kobe Bryant on NBA TV. I was working on NBA TV at the time, and I had to spend an entire day doing news updates on this man's untimely passing. So it's certainly a day that stinks. And we know Kobe Bryant was an amazing basketball player, one of the best basketball players of all time. You know, when I had to think about this list, it was real simple. Because there's without a shadow of a doubt, everything that you said about Kobe is accurate. There's only really one reason why I didn't have him here. And it's just because he was Michael Jordan, too. That's it. That's the only reason. And if I have to think about basketball reasons, I wanted to have some diversity in the list. Because ultimately, for all of the great things, and I prioritize championships, you know, I looked at the first couple of championships, the three that Kobe had at the top. And then I said, oh, well, he was out there playing with Shaq. And then he had to work harder for the back two with Gasol. But without a shadow of a doubt, we know that he's one of the best. And I could think about a million shots. But in the biggest moments, yeah, I look at the breadth of Kobe's career and more what he did, the length of it and for how long, and less about this quote-unquote is the defining moment. We know he was a killer. We know he's a bad man. But there's not that one moment that I go, oh, stands out. I mean, yeah, he helped beat the Celtics, and even in one of his worst games, he had to rebound and pass. And we know Kobe's great, one of the best scorers, one of the best basketball players ever. And yeah, there ain't no other way to say it sucks that he's gone. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Scott is here from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. I say clutch and you say? Hey, Scott, you're live on the radio. You're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to add honorable mentions. Carl the Mailman Malone and John Stockton. Showing my age a little bit, but
no, you're
talk
not.
Talk about super clutch. That's two of them right there, sir.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Hickey, who do I have a number one on my list?
That'd be Michael Jordan, sir.
Okay. And Michael Jordan knocked them off. Was it? Well. Never mind. Okay, all right, Scott. All right. I wouldn't. Okay. Whatever Scott wants. Yeah, Karl Malone and John Stockton. Yeah, let's throw Hornacek in there too. Why don't we? Okay. 855-212-4220. Hickey, I should just play. Hickey, let's play the Michael Jordan Jordan commercial again, just for the hell of it. Let's take. Hey, John Stockton and Karl Malone are the most clutch duo ever. Let's listen to Michael Jordan.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
Let's ask Stockton and Malone about Michael Jordan's failures. I'd love to see their reactions. 855-212-4227. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Well, I'm a little bit older than Scott was, I think, because I've been a basketball fan since Minnesota Lakers were in, or the Lakers were in Minnesota, and Elgin Baylor was a rookie. But back in that day, I know this goes back a ways, but Mr. Clutch was Jerry West. In fact, do you realize that the
they named the award player, after him? Yes.
Yeah, the basketball player on the NBA logo—that's Jerry West.
Well, Greg,
his likeness.
I'm familiar. I've heard of that. Yes, I also know they named the NBA now has a Clutch Award that they've named after Jerry West. Hey, Greg, did you hear that I worked at NBA TV. I would think the logo is after his image. I would think so, yes.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, JR, thanks. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for calling from Idaho. Yeah, he was named Mr. Clutch, and I did not see Jerry West play. At minimum, I knew he was the NBA's logo. It's inescapable. He won one championship. That's it. I put my list together, and I prioritized guys who won rings. He won one. The Boston Celtics was snatching life from him. I just told you about Walt Clyde Frazier. Walt Clyde Frazier beat him. Come on now. Sorry, my bad. Wilt Chamberlain was there. Elgin Baylor was there in 1970. Yeah, the Knicks won the championship over them. Sorry. 855-212-4227. Troy is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Word. That's what's up. JR, thank you. First, I want to say thank you for taking my call. I'm 50 years old. You guys, I've seen a lot of the greats. I was there from the beginning. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Thankfully for my brother, he didn't want me to root for Magic Johnson. So I rooted for Larry Bird. Magic Johnson went to the Lakers. Larry Bird went to the Celtics. Excuse me, sir. Larry Bird also has an award. He is one of the best. If not one, he should be two. If not two, he should be one. And you can't do that because Michael Jordan stands alone, and he made me respect him. Yes, I am biased for Celtic, but we also are missing, and I have to mention Isaiah Thomas. We forgetting about this guy? We forgetting about the hamstring? Are we forgetting about Game 6 in L.A.? Yeah, he was a thorn in my side, and he also helped me develop as a basketball player. I'm from D.C. by way of Jersey City, grew up there, played for St. Anthony's High School. Bob Hurley, my coach, Danny Hurley, my teammate, you know, in the early 90s.
Okay.
Dudes, let me tell you, if not for my brother, Celtics and Lakers and Kobe Bryant, oh, my goodness. It hurt my heart.
Okay.
When that happened. But we're missing George Gervin also.
And okay. Troy, we can only fit in but so many people here on a top six list, and we only get
I know. I don't think that Frazier should be there. I think at least we can put either Gervin or Olajuwon, definitely Isaiah. Somebody should sub or honorable mention.
Well, there's a list. Well, thank you, Troy. I appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. As Troy named about eight additional players, I will agree with you on Isaiah Thomas running around on a bum leg, helping the Pistons to a championship without a shadow of a doubt. I had to think about longevity as well. I had to think about multiple championships. I know Isaiah has two. I had to think about some of the best performances, and it's tough to go match for match and game for game in a league that's been around for almost 80 years. I'll tell you one thing, though. No matter if it's an Isaiah or Kobe or Reggie, can't nobody tell me that number one ain't Jordan. You can't do it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. Oh, yeah, how about this? In about 30 minutes, we got Jerry Hairston Jr. coming through. His grandfather played in the Negro Leagues, and now Major League Baseball is accepting all of their stats. I'm going to get to your calls and more. JR Sport Brief Show, don't move.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Instacart shopper thoughts.
How do they know exactly when this milk will expire? Does a milk sommelier take a sip and just like, no? Am I knocking on this melon to check its freshness or because I want to play the bongos? A little of both. Does bagging groceries teach you patience? Yes. Planning? Yep. How to build a cereal box fortress? You have no idea.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.